Face this way, she said. Beside you, things change when part of a century, upon backward inspections, and I am part of only this one. Here, now, the woman said, while she clutched many, however impossible, meaning only to clutch a time with relation to anyone, at herself, in a way that's speaking to people. Things change, she said. This too, everything. This amorphous den, dark, not bitter spoken. I want to say meaningful things. I want to be meaningful. I want to mean something to anyone. In the park, the city touring people, if you are going to say anything, say it at all, as anyone ever has to. Why say this? Ask me how I'd answer, and I say, I don't know. I don't know, or only having asked for layers contain anything. You can't just say anything. You can't just be anyone. I contain years. I'm pretty positive. I contain years, and if years, then centuries. I'm a century, and this is my century. If all of this is mine, then I am that century. Thinking in directives, speaking to people, as though to know oneself in the manner of shared language, as if to know anyone apart from one's language, as if spread textual thoughts among people. Not knowing enough language seems like to, when confessing affection, use of same words repetitively or language that's not descriptive or expressive enough appears to stunt growth. Who are you to think that you can just say that in a manner that does anything? Back to the issue of vocabulary, there are first and foremost situations. First and foremost, these are situations, and all the rest becomes part of an ongoing history. Situations are often impetus for theoretical developments, which have words which are with or without meaning, and perhaps more than anything, are sound. Back to thinking in directives or speaking to people, obvious moments are often exhausted by speech, she said. If only there was really anywhere else to go. Any train has happened, as any hypothetical proceeds to glow, as second thoughts do a second step, as steam defeated by electric hot showers in poorly lit rooms, effusive, effervescent dancing under wires, first breed of twinkling trees, birth of first movie theater, Los Angeles. American League declares itself Major League, heavy accent, always cold in her single-story ranch home, glass and wood, as another country even now. In any given point of departure, microcosms are defined as smallest, most brushed behind train tracks. Foreign words exist that make program say, program, what it is or what is this, why say this? This could have been a year of acknowledging identity, not, or essential to chance causes, not knowing, being not from there, nor from no place, but from not the elsewhere, never once, not described. Why say this? Citations overt in relation to any place seen over countenance, never once seen before. How to avoid this? How to say within obvious expression? It is cold, yes? Is that so? I forget so easily, 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, I've already forgotten before looking up. Quakes relate craters, activity, explosion over everything. With relation to speaking, a mouth to swallow anything that it is fed. San Francisco earthquake of 1906, Mount Vesuvius explodes. Bearing relation to craters and canyons, when ingesting outputs, person does speaking or listening, events that are formative, speaking or writing, said while coming up swinging. I'm moving my arms in order to come across to you. My arms move and pull my hair behind my head, raised above my head, over our heads, as though a scale, crater goes like this. You are positioned opposite me, asking questions of my gesture, perhaps, or otherwise, just our convention tweaked out. Bank crisis, panic averted, Wall Street financiers, shares of plunging stock exchange. Don't look at me like that, not while reading over my shoulder or listen. Stop looking at me that way, in the manner of inspection. Don't stop watching so. A mouth swallows when I wonder if there are words for this. I wonder while saying, are there words for this? I wonder, speaking slowly or fast, severing words. What order can there be, happening or has happened, has been said or is being spoken? Is there an order or sequence? Are there words, she says, for this? Speaking with relation to herself and looking into the mouth of a man, which presents exploding problems, leading to, as one does, to spheres again upon opening up one's mouth, presents craters. Having to do with information or learning to trust information, everyone has information, with or without disbelief. I want to learn everything, she says. Elizabeth Bishop is born, New York Public Library, officially dedicated. Jackson Pollock is born, Studs Terkel, Conlon Noncaro, John Cage. Every system bears cause, every sign signifies, everyone explains as if to know, with knowledge. Speech pattern breeds more believable, telling as though opposite to writing, as though to speak from a single voice is not to speak from many, at any time, without anyone else. With relation to lives, as women do now on screen, in swimsuits or lacking spread cuts, explanatory meta-sequence to explain, despite however obvious development. At times, as women may choose to take on new life, subtracts interactions with circumstances unscripted. Course in Linguistics, Emma Goldman arrested for lecturing on birth control, Margaret Sanger opens first U.S. birth control clinic. The grocery store with relation to Nielsen family airtime, women who say, I want to that man with relation to Hugh Grant, Middle America, and anything exotic. Episodes that develop characters still rely upon episodic sequence, films contain characters with real names, bearing in mind demographic trends, as like patterns of speech endorse seemingly radical character. Britain initiates daylight savings time, watching The Late Show, they're women who present answers to questions, absurdly wrong, what can be true when asked not to act like oneself? One may or may not always be alone with relation to tacit and tentative plans made. Situations at time respond expendably for it, bridges disguised as Manhattan bridges really carry, as one does when plans are made tacitly, tentatively alert. And with relation to most Halley's Comet occurs, Earth passes through the tail of the comet as regular event. At this point I say, I love you. No, that's not right. I said, I love you. I love you, I said. Electric streetcars carry users in Austria-Hungary or France, Germany and Great Britain with relation to figures in thousands, hundred thousands. Clyde Barrow was born and carried any number from where one expected or were supposed to be. Any object taken as objective, idea or otherwise. With relation to most things that we are afraid of, there are fires. My mother was afraid of fires before plastic fire starters creates distance from her and a flaming ball of anything. Fires are related to anything. Does or may do somewhat placidly, while ignoring eruptions aside from near distance to character, complete creation of fires completely bursts open, presenting flame. You were showing me by running across a room what you did for work once, which is obvious that when you run or had to start somewhere, it explains everything before you began. Suffragettes run across entire room to deliver telegraph, as to newswires, as to feed broadcast, except for Albert Berry, first parachute jump, says I choose neither at times. What are you thinking? Not much of anything, really. What are you thinking? I suppose that I'm not thinking. What are you doing in here? It's not unusual. Is it nothing unusual? Suppose we're not thinking, only saying here. Out of where? Anywhere, as one does. Any one thing, any nothing, saying with relation to fact, which is to say that perhaps there were precursors to coming and going, or coming as is, which is what, which does, which is to say that perhaps it's possible, as if to consider holding a place such as birth. Objectives from past moment change with relation to thoughts or emotions. Anyone does or may do, speaking mildly, thoughts clear, with regards to emotion, as anyone having may or did do, does. With relation to clouds that pass, as silver clouds do, or with regards to anyone standing still in a moment. Don't speak to me, don't go. Jack Kerouac is born, Merce Cunningham is born. I don't know where you came from, learning the origins of any of this, but please don't go. Simon Rodea begins Watts Tower. I don't know why you've let me stand here beside you, wherever after it came from. I don't know why there is any reason for anyone, as anything other than this, and I don't understand where it came from. Wherever it is that you are, or having been doing as one does, I don't understand what to do with how this came from. After having come from everything, as most objective feelings will, as having come to fruition from everything, as factual evidence does, as I have seen it, as visualizing thought pools above one's head does, clouds fill a room as someone's presence does, thoughts face to anyone, as having ever been, as one does, having understood with relation to difficulty of character, as one may do, as one does, with relation to feel of anything before it has passed, and with relation to the feel of everything, as it does create past, as with anything that one did or does prior to having been established among past, as though having lost or never existed, as though pleading for principle, as having never been, as one does, as though without context, may escape passage, unidentifiable, as supported context, as character may do or does, having lost anonymity. Among everything with regard to plot, feels empty, as having never been, which one may choose among wanes, which doesn't keep to make reasons. And with regard to history, as saying may involve doing, or as history does involve. Route 66 was established once, David Attenborough, the Weimar Republic joined the League of Nations. First transatlantic phone call was made once to New York City, to London. Before Hugo Ball died once, Isadora Duncan died once. Obviously abstract or cause for nostalgia sweeps memory under the rug in favor of desire. Do you know that? I remember certain features as much as anyone, save for my own interpretation of event. Response takes time to amount to anything with relation to everything. Do you know that? Something other than reaction and response. I remember with relation to what I wish had happened, California gets go-ahead to build San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge. I wonder how much my own frame of knowledge is constructed in this way, not as fact. As like ways of showing anything appear differential, which is to change in a way that's changeable, in the way that showing anything does, appears to grow or shift, in the way that telling is always a straightforward arc, steady hypothesis, with measured doubt notwithstanding. San Francisco Bay Bridge opened once, the BBC broadcast for a first time, the Museum of Modern Art in New York opened once, colored television showing roses shows an American flag once. Showing opposed to telling offers anything, real or otherwise. May I show you something? Today it's beautiful outside, perhaps the first day of spring. Everything happens on its own time. Whenever I'm ready to go, I will go too. Without protest or fault, simply existing therein. Hold rug, woman says, take me, softly under her breath. I hear it in the next room, lying awake, take me, she says, without protest. Barely there or presence of mind, let's happen, slips through, don't stop. Birth or having come from there makes the obvious pull, throws things, makes topics difficult. Existence of Pluto proves obvious. Who knew before, anyway? Philosophies are born at times, she says bleakly. Take me. Making the observation of imminent groups. Bridges are constructed, they do as they do. As anyone does with relating oneself to character. Sides of other people, as anyone may appear to me within narrative's presence. Bridges are constructed with relation to the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge, as one does with people crossing things. Men who push levels begin digging into dirt, toes, or apparatus. With relation to people, as one does, will do, or one does to cross anything. Saying to be crossed does not matter. Take me, she says, take me now. Barring relationship to, as one does without thinking, speaks off the cuff towards something, without relation, if one does, when Irigaray was born once, Simone de Beauvoir was born once, take me, she says, however mildly, saying suddenly anything, as anyone does, speaks off the cuff, saying something, in earnest, did or does, makes her emotional. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't true. It, what? Circumstances in the eye of the relationship go longer, larger, or smaller. You question yourself too much. You expect certain things from someone, asking for radial difference. You depress yourself too much. I can't help it. I don't know where my path is. I feel a certain way and then grow flustered. I don't know how to stand up for myself. I don't trust myself. I stray from oneself. Someone told you how to be part of something, meaning a group once. Kim Novak is born, Clyde Barrow and Bonnie Parker die. Someone told you how to be a part of something once. It was as if fleeting, only a memory once. I want to be more stable, but it won't ever. Being a way that one can count on feels flawless, has no salience, and takes up time. Every process grows different with time, she says. Every loop bears subtle difference. One grows radically more individual, and before too long, that changes, tips the scale. Frank Stella is born, Buddy Holly is born, San Francisco Bay Bridge opens to traffic. Once I knew how to be a part of a group, but before too long it vanishes, forgets itself to itself over again. One belongs to many groups before too long, and that takes chances. One takes a pass at something luminous and deems it greater or less than acceptable. One takes vital chances before too long. One says anything, as one may, belonging to one's group, which may or may not be intended result. Myself comes to group unconsciously, deemed less or greater than appropriate. With relation to group, stand, still there, just be present, just let me stand here. Stand with relation to what? Group alone before which I stand part of, taken up like totally part of it. Sudden accolade or privy acceptance causes glee with relation to a group of people. Who do just the same as one does, with similar phenomenological affection. I was just asleep in my room. I left the door open so you would come in, she says. Where are you? I'm asleep in my room waiting for you to come in. I can't see you yet, but come in. Ask me how I recommend that you write about blank space, and I say that I don't know. There are probably too many strategies. How would you like to go about it? One takes on the form of oneself with another person, and before too long, he or she is a sudden disappearance, not always, but seldom, occurring enough at times to be cause for concern. Seemingly whelmed, takes on quality that softness does. I'm sure of this, yes. When a man speaks to a woman, she or he, they do so, facing one another, look into the other's eyes, and taking on the form of another body with respect to oneself. No, that's not right either. I'm sitting at my desk as like one does when working at work. It's true. Anyone may say that they are at work with legs crossed behind a desk as the secretary does, with greater authority but desire for less tasks. It is true that I am at work behind a desk now, 20th century. It is true. I am here working my own way but wanting to. It is true that I am my ideal. I want to be behind a desk of my own choosing, a fort of my creation, 20th century. I'm unsure as to how far I extend. How far does one take it? What point? How far can one bring any argument before useless and without point? How far can I extend myself into a group of anyone else? How far or how much does one need to know with regards toward anything? How different am I from you? How far into you does my body extend its thoughts and opinions? How far do they extend before it's a stretch? How long to wait before we have been waiting? How long should I wait before it appears that I have been waiting for this to pass? Said by way of speaking words, saying anything, in the mood of anyone at times, does seem obvious. My admiring seems obvious, but causes switch to fill gaps. Spoken in a way that is obvious while growing more abstract. I want to know what it is that happens with relation to anyone who does anything in our day or the present one. Do we place emphasis on certain patterns of speech, manner that creates a recollecting kind, said in a way in which we all do at times involves you? With regards to speaking in the manner of the day, I'd like to, Ray Armentrout is born, May May Burson Group is born, Nigeria gains autonomy, Prussia ceases to exist. I'd like to speak in the manner of the day, how do we do that? I'd like to sound like myself, how do I do that? Kathy Acker is born, David Bowie is born. Knowing anything comes from a kind of compromise, which is to say that which I refer to appearing to be also compromised. Manner of speaking isn't without compromise of looking, speaks volumes. It's just that one takes the look of another one, then turns around before moving forward. On the larger scale, relates to me plus you with moderation. People just hold themselves, they just do. I've waited to be met in airports over and over again, in so many places I have waited, not with myself, but for myself, standing alone at the train station. Won't agree to, won't take time to, won't wear, don't want to meet me in the middle, won't go. Said as having not grown a voice, how can you not have a voice yet? Pull. Is that an expression, to get pulled, to be pulled in by someone? One studies to become an opera singer and before too long is singing unlike oneself, then instructing others on how to sing full body, causing others to bear cracks with stand-own voice, in terror for sounding like themselves. One learns to sing, taking into account individual tone, before too long sounds altogether someone else after studying voice, employing biology, one identifies self in relation to other arias. One can learn to do so much and to grow so much in the middle of starts, one develops questions meant to come across indignant, undefined. I have this notion of thought bubbles. Have I met you once? I don't know. It's possible to talk, I suppose. Have you heard my voice before saying yes? Develop stops and starts in the city before it comes to mimic. Stops and starts way of relations among people, known before ceding to information. Why desire to move on from anywhere? I know that you, this, recognized by behavior, don't want to have to confess to it, having been shameful, having participated in illicit acts, having participated in a need to apologize for, having been complicit in behavior, deemed distasteful, undesirable, having been part of acts, having related their doing to others, having felt the need to communicate behavior as though related to oneself, Having been identified, cataloged by behavior, part of someone, part of having could be shameful. Having been part of someone could define totality, complete sudden lack. I've done the most wrong thing. I've done it here. I'm writing it or writing you about it. As to method of reproach, here. As to our reaction, right here. As to the most wrong thing, that which I am doing, as one says with regards to having been done, I am doing that too, with regard to achievement, but just practice of doing anything that is the most wrong thing at times, act of just doing, having decided upon the practice which allows for that which is done, which is to say that what is being done is often the most wrong thing, as often the most wrong thing is what's been done, often what I am doing is the most wrong thing, which is to say that at times doing anything is mostly wrong. As to what has been said of doing, I am at this time doing anything appears in response to what's been done, by way of having read by sight, understood to be so, as though having seen something in an image that conveys language, as though having been spoken to by someone. Perhaps I will never get completely through to you this way. I will not achieve this. You will have seen this and understood certain facts to be me. You will understand certain qualities about me. I've only been speaking to you this, though writing, as to the failure of the writing, it is so at times, there is the failure of doing by writing, as like writing versus speaking. Having experience becomes common, out of the ordinary thoughts, having given to one's peer group, real or imagined in list form, to be read by others by words, however uninvited, as like conversations are, at the time overheard, real or imagined, between actual person or otherwise, in the manner of practice or to memorize, as though preparing for years to converse with actual person, rendered imaginary, however received and bearing weight at this time, without having been spoken, as like one does, as though to say I love you awkwardly implicates when first spoken, as like a turn of air or spatial turn, as like the manner of practicing or rehearsing, with regards to the right words or actual data having rehearsed, spoken in this manner, like statistical data, though to say something about address. You inscribe as if to know 20th century. Is it true? What do you mean? I'm sitting on the train, having stayed late at work. My hair is weighed down by rain and my reflection as if to know. What is a century, and why can't I be part of it? Why can't you see me through this? What is a century if it's not part of me?